Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, we return to a story you heard there in the news bulletin. The new British Prime Minister has just left Stormont this morning after meeting with Northern Ireland's five main parties. And earlier at nearby Stormont Castle, Keir Starmer held talks with the leaders of the Stormont Executive, Michelle O'Neill and Emma Little-Pengelly. In the past few moments, he told reporters that he's going to do politics differently. So for more on this, I'm joined on the line now by Mark Simpson, BBC News correspondent. So Mark, tell us more about what he had to say.
Good morning, Claire. Here at Stormont, we've just seen the Prime Minister leave the Stormont estate. As you say, he's been here for 3 hours. He's met politicians of all shades. There is a feeling of a kind of new era here at Stormont, and he made it clear when he spoke to us just a few minutes ago that there's going to be a new era in relations with Dublin as well, relations with Brussels too, and in his words, a different way of doing politics in London. The thing we don't know, we've been talking about this all weekend, haven't we, Claire? We don't really know what this new Labour administration is going to do. Plenty of talk, but not an awful lot of substance yet.
So you didn't hear anything then about the controversial Legacy Act, because during the campaign, he had pledged and Labour had pledged to scrap that. It, of course, prompted our government to sue London at the European Court of Human Rights. Has he addressed that, do you know, in his meetings or in his public comments?
Yes, he was asked about that by David Young from the Press Association, and he made it clear he's going to look at that issue. He's very aware as a lawyer that this could be a very significant international court case. I think his plan is to stop it coming to that if he's true to his word and he does scrap the Legacy Act. The Irish government will, of course, scrap their legal challenge. But he needs to find an alternative. As we know, you've talked about it, Claire, many times on your programme. The past has never been dealt with here in Belfast. So, yes, he doesn't like the existing plan, but what's his new one? We don't know yet.
Mm-hmm. And Hilary Benn said at the weekend that Casement Park has to be built and will be built, but we don't know when, do we?
No. The smart money is on the fact that it's going to be built as a GAA stadium for Ulster finals. It will be ready in maybe 4 or 5 years' time, but far too late to host soccer matches in the Euros in 2028. But what I expect to happen is for Hilary Benn, the new Northern Ireland secretary, is to get everyone round the table, the GAA, the Irish Football Association, the Stormont Executive, and see if between them they can come up with the money. Around £300 million sterling is needed, and it's needed very quickly to convince UEFA it's worth spending more time on Casement Park. We know that 4 or 5 games are planned here for the Euros in 2028, and I dare say that if Casement isn't built in time, Dublin may be offered an extra match at the Aviva.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what happens on that front. Front of mind, though, for all of the parties there and for all of the people in Northern Ireland is increased spending overall. Has Keir Starmer made any commitments on that front?
Surprise, surprise, he hasn't. He was again asked about that, incidentally, by my colleague Enda McClafferty here at the BBC in Belfast. Again, it's a bit of a theme, isn't it? Yes, lots of vague expressions about we understand the need, we will do our best, we will look at the situation. But Rachel Reeves, the new Chancellor of the Exchequer in Westminster, has made it very, very clear. It's a new government, but there's not necessarily new money. But yes, they will continue to talk about whether or not they can find extra money for public services, especially for health here.
Now, Mark, one other issue I wanted to ask you about, because the Northern Ireland Secretary, the new Secretary, Hilary Benn, as we mentioned, was there with Keir Starmer today. But his Chief of Staff, Sue Gray, was also in Northern Ireland. And Sue Gray, people will remember, stunned Whitehall when she stepped down as one of the most senior civil servants to take that key advisory role with Keir Starmer. And many people will remember her because she led the investigations into the Partygate scandal.
And I dare say that anyone who's been to the pub that she used to run near the border in Newry will remember Sue Gray very well indeed. She's here, Claire, and I would have to say, I don't think there's anyone within Number 10 that knows Ireland, Northern Ireland, Belfast or Stormont better than Sue Gray. A key figure within this new administration. Keep an eye on her. I don't think she'll come onto your airwaves or my airwaves anytime soon. Somebody described her jokingly as the de facto Prime Minister when it comes to Anglo-Irish affairs. A key figure. She's here. funnily enough, I was at a dinner a couple of months ago in Belfast that she was at. She keeps an eye on things here, and she's going to be a very significant figure indeed. Sue Gray, she hasn't gone away. She's probably now more powerful than ever.
Interesting times ahead, Mark. Thank you very much for bringing us the detail on Keir Starmer's first visit to Northern Ireland as British Prime Minister. Mark Simpson, BBC News correspondent.